Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. The moment is more poignant than you know. Some of you have come for a vacation, others of you have come for a celebration, but none of you have any idea truly where you are. You couldn't. As tuned up as your Akash is, what happened here, right here, is so profound for so many on this planet, and especially those who would arrive to celebrate it now, so profound that it cannot really be contained. But the residual of it brings you back. In the next days, I'm going to give you some history, some reminders of what happened here. But even before I do, the reminder is this: you're not on an island, you're on the mountain of Lemuria. The mountain. A huge mountain, the biggest one on Earth. And the reminder is this: that you're not at all in the elevation that used to be. The land of Mu, a small continent in the middle of the Pacific. And all of this will again be explained, both in channel and by my partner, in the next 3 days. But what I want to tell you about is something I have mentioned only briefly in the past. An experience that my partner had that I wish to pass on to you at this moment. Silence. Can you feel the wind? Even inside this room, esoterically, the wind of creation. The Lemuria you celebrate was not really that long ago. We'll tell you more about that. It was the beginning of the sacred light information, the launching pad of the Akash. And so many came through this society. This is an island now. It was the tip of the volcano back then, as it is now, except that back then it was more active, slightly. The other tips of the mountain that are islands today, back in Lemurian times, were still extinct because the slide of the plates of the planet are slow. Lemuria was very recent, as we'll discuss again, recent in the history that you would call history. Can you feel it yet? There is something here. The dirt, the lava, where you actually stand, very few have sat or stood here in Lemurian days because it was approximately 33,000 feet. However, let me tell you what happened to my partner. Before the knowledge that you celebrate today, before anything was channeled by my partner about Lemuria, about what might have happened here or what it meant esoterically, historically, anything, he came to channel Cryon. And oddly enough, he channeled it here on this mountaintop you call the Big Island today. It was his first experience over 20 years ago. A place called Parker, the ranch, is where he was. The crowds were not large back then. Perhaps there were 50 there. And that used to be a clubhouse where he was. And before he sat and channeled, my partner saw in the back of the room a man come in. The man had white hair. He was obviously Hawaiian. And he had a cane. And he sat and he watched as my partner went into channel. When my partner came out of channel, the man was gone. This happened again, two more times, as my partner returned to these places, these islands, these tips of the mountain. And my partner knew that this was something because he felt it. Often he would weep before he would even arrive, knowing that this was something. And yet the channeling didn't say what. As the time went by, I begin to tell him more about it. The man with white hair and the cane returned two more times, just like he had the first time. Whatever island my partner was channeling, the man would come, just for a few moments, it seemed, and he left before my partner came out of channel. My partner didn't even understand whether he was real or not, for he only came for a moment and then he left. My partner never saw him leave, but he did. Eventually, he presented himself and introduced himself as a kahuna. And his name was Makua. And in all innocence and naivety, my partner asked, "What does Makua mean?" And he says, "It means Makua." Shaman for the age, for the time. And that's when my partner realized he was the holder of the traditions of the ancestors, the original traditions of Mu, of Lemuria, the ones that went right back to the Pleiadians. And then Makua agreed to be a teacher with some of the groups that my partner would bring to the Hawaiian Islands, especially this island called Hawaii, for this was his home. And I wish to tell you just about one episode because, dear ones, those of you who are going to the cauldron, I want you to remember this story right now because that's where we were standing. The big opening at the top of the mountain, the caldera, was filled with lava that was active back then in Lemuria, and it's not now. Sometimes it comes and goes. Sometimes a fissure opens up and smokes. Sometimes you actually will see the lava. But subsequently to the days of Lemuria, there have been many places where the lava pours out. So the caldera is not as active as it was in Lemuria. But you didn't see it. It was too high. I was standing with my partner. I want you to think of that. The two of us together. Because there was channeling involved. At the edge of the caldera, not too many years ago, led by Makua. And he gave the teaching that he wished to the group who was there, and the channeling began. And when it was over, Makua said, "I want to show you something." And he took my partner to a place that was not a place where the group was. A little bit of a walk. And he said, "This is a place where the males gather. This is before my partner understood the differences between the honoring of the feminine on this island. He had no idea why the males would stand in one place and the females in another, not understanding that even to this day, in certain cultures, there are places where the women will be there in a sacred way, and they only will have the women there. And it's not a segregation of the genders. It's an honoring of the sacredness of mother. And this is the point, is that the males had to stand in another place because they did not have that sacredness of mother. They didn't understand the mother. They were not equipped. They were equipped for other things to support the mother. And he took me to a separate area along with my partner, for my partner still felt he was in channel. He felt the energy of it and didn't know why, for he had closed the channel, and yet I was still with him. And it's so that I can receive and give the message and agree and say, that's right, my partner. When Makua pointed to a place in the distance and he said, this is where the light canoes are buried. And my partner didn't know what it meant. And I winked at him at that point, and I said, it's a metaphor, it's a metaphor. Kind of. I want you to think about it. The Pleiadians came to this place. And whether you came, or you think they came esoterically, or in vessels, or whatever, the point was they buried the essence of their travel because they stayed. This is one of the greatest love stories of the galaxy. And it's going to be revealed even more to you as you go. For they stayed. There was no return. For they knew that this was the area and this was the place that they would teach for thousands of years, where they would have children who would be special, who would then also teach, and an Akash would be born, for their bloodline would continue. Their bloodline would continue. On social media, some have accused my partner of not being fully human. Some say he's a Lizzie. Some say he's from space, and they say, beware, he's not fully human. Well, I have news for anyone listening. None of you are. None of you are. That's the love story that I want to talk about this weekend. And that is the story of creation. And that is why you have apparently 23 pairs of chromosomes. Makua gave a manuscript to my partner. It was one of four. And he said, here are all of the secrets of the lineage of everything I teach. And he said, I had to check you out for years to see if you were pure. For he said, the lineage of the purity of my race will someday disappear. And these things must be known. Shortly after that, Makua passed away in a traffic accident on this very island. Shamans don't drive well. And the lineage of his shamanship passed to a woman. The first time in the history that there was no heir ready to receive this lineage. And this woman is here and lives here, not far from where Makua lived. And her name is Kule. And he gave her the same manuscript as he gave my partner. My partner and Kule are allied in the tradition of the mountain. I told my partner not to read it, and he didn't. I didn't want it to taint anything that I would give him in channel ever. I wanted him to wait way after 2012 to open the pages and read a truth that he has been channeling for 28 years. A truth that says that humanity will make it and has passed this beautiful chapter of evolution called 2012, the precession of the equinoxes. There is so much more to give you. But because you're going to be at the crater soon, and I will channel again there, and I want you to feel the wind of creation. It will blow on you and in your face, as it even does now, for those of you who know what I'm talking about and understand the metaphor. This is a special area, a special time. You have come to the place where it began. The teaching of light and beauty. And what you need today in order to cross this bridge of evolution of humanity, which will start to grow and flourish, become wise, and continue. You've come to the right place at the right time, dear ones. Remember Makua. See Makua in Kale, for she talks about the same stories he gave her. But understand that it is the female now who carries the torch of the ancestors for this, the launching pad of the Akash for humanity, right here. And so it is.